North Carolina is awaiting word from the nation's highest court on whether its election can go forward or whether lawmakers must redraw congressional districts in less than 2 weeks. A lower court struck down the state's 2011 congressional redistricting plan on Friday, and North Carolina is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to put that decision on hold. WFAE's Michael Tomczyk joins us to sort through all this. Michael, what's the state's argument here?
That changing the districts people vote in this close to an election will unleash chaos. In their Supreme Court filing, North Carolina's attorneys point out hundreds of people have already voted by mail in the upcoming primary. They say there's no way lawmakers, who are not even in session, can speed through a complicated redistricting process by next Friday, as the lower court ordered them to do.
Well, why is there such a tight deadline?
Because, quote, to force the plaintiffs to vote again under the unconstitutional plan constitutes irreparable harm to them. The federal three-judge panel in this case ruled that the 1st and 12th congressional districts are racial gerrymanders. In essence, Republican lawmakers put too much emphasis on racial quotas when they redrew them in 2011. They increased the percentage of African-American voters in District 1 from 48% to 53%, and in District 12 from 44% to 51%.
How much is this just about politics?
It's really about how politics and race intersect. The party in power after each census gets to redraw the boundaries we vote in. Democrats in the past and Republicans this time use it as a chance to solidify their control. Basically, they pack a bunch of the other party's voters in a couple districts, and then all the surrounding ones are easier to win.
And that's legal?
Believe it or not, yes. It's perfectly legal to draw maps for political gain. In fact, that's one of the ways North Carolina's attorneys defended it in court. We were just trying to win more Republican seats. But this kind of thing becomes illegal when it's too heavily focused on race rather than politics. Now, that can be a blurry line because African Americans disproportionately vote for Democrats. But in this case, the three-judge panel ruled that race dominated.
So did more Republicans get elected as a result then?
Absolutely. There used to be 7 Democrats and 6 Republicans representing North Carolina in the U.S. House. In the election right after the changes, that went to 9 Republicans and 4 Democrats. In that same election, North Carolina had one of the most competitive presidential votes in the country, so it's not like there was a big change in how Republican or Democratic the state was. It was about the maps.
But there have been other rulings that the maps are perfectly fine.
True. And in fact, the U.S. Justice Department cleared the maps in 2011. And in a state court lawsuit, the North Carolina Supreme Court upheld the redistricting plan twice. This is another reason North Carolina's attorneys say the U.S. Supreme Court needs to step in to clear this up.
And how soon will that happen?
The court has given the plaintiffs until Tuesday afternoon to file their response to the state's case. Chief Justice John Roberts is over these kinds of emergency requests for North Carolina. He could rule himself or refer it to the court.
WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, thank you.
Thank you.